We'll stay in the same part of the world for a moment here, the Kingdom of Jordan, which is famed for its biblical and Roman ruins. Among the most well-preserved are in the town of Jerash, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Amman. And there, a Swede who was inspired by the film Ben-Hur has made a dream come true. Along with a troop of former Jordanian soldiers, he is putting on daily reenactments of Roman battles, complete with gladiators and chariot racing. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
My name is Stellan Lind, originally from Sweden, but living in Jordan since 2000. In 1977, on a very cold summer day, actually, I was alone in Stockholm, and I just went to see Ben-Hur one evening. And walking out of the cinema, I said to myself that this was absolutely fantastic, and I simply have to recreate this somewhere in the world, sometime, somehow.
The battle cry of 45 legionnaires echoes off the columns and ancient stone seats of the Hippodrome of Jerash. The men carrying spears and shields charge forward in the hot, dusty ring. A satisfied Lind looks on.
This is the only place in the world where you can do chariot races and performances of the Roman army and gladiators as we do in a genuine Roman setting. Sit where the Romans sat and see what the Romans saw is our motto here.
Jerash was founded by Alexander the Great, or perhaps one of his successors. It was conquered by Pompey in 63 BC, and it became part of the Decapolis, a federation of 10 important Roman cities in the Middle East. It's now one of the best-preserved Roman cities in the world. For Lind, being able to do his daily reenactments here is the culmination of a lifelong obsession. He retired early as a pharmaceutical company executive and searched high and low for the perfect setting. He persuaded Jordan's tourism board to endorse the idea.
When I first presented this idea to the Minister of Tourism and Antiquities in 1998, he was very positive and enthusiastic, but we had become very good friends, and he admitted often when we became friends that he thought I was a bit crazy when he met me the first time, yes, which I took as a compliment.
Lynn doesn't just watch the reenactments, he participates. Dressed in a Roman toga with a purple sash, he corrects the mistaken impression that he's dressed like the emperor.
Don't not call me an emperor when I act here in my Roman toga. So I call me the procurator of the province of Arabia. We're having a lot of fun.
But Lynn says he's serious about authenticity.
We've been very concerned to do this absolutely right, historically and archaeologically correct. We have, from top to toe, followed details that we have from research. So the shape of the helmet, the color of the tunic, the colors and the shape of the shields.
All the orders are given in Latin and are learned by a caste that is made up of former Jordanian soldiers. The troop is led by Jordanian Fawaz Azerbi.
I lead 80 men. In real life, I'm educated as a mechanical engineer and I used to build vehicles. And Stellan sort of headhunted me for this job.
He says his family accept his new job as a leader of a Roman legion, but...
Dressing up isn't seen as perhaps the most masculine thing to do.
No, especially not in skirts.
The show here is called the Roman Army and Chariot Experience, or Race, and the appearance of charioteers is the highlight of the program. The chariots are based on a design from the very man who made them for the film Ben-Hur. Still inspired by that film, Stellan Lind tracked him down in Italy.
You must realize that chariot racing is the biggest spectator sport of all times. Chariot racing went on from about 680 BC to 600, 700, 800 AD. Not year after year, but century after century after century. And the chariot racing was organized just like Formula One racing today. No difference. My idea here is that what people do doesn't change over time, really. It is how they do it.
Lind and his financial backers are hoping to turn a profit, of course. But whatever happens, Lin says he has no regrets about giving up everything to take on his new, rather eccentric career. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.